Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Spook Jacobs. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Power. Batting third. The first baseman, Don Bollweg. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Renna. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Shantz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Maury Martin. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Maury Martin. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bill Wilson. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Virgil Trucks. And now, play ball. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels juggles the ball. That's an error on Michaels. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel misplays the ball. That's an error on Carrasquel. Jacobs moves to second. Don Bollweg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bollweg bunts towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to third for the out. Power moves to second. One out. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial. Carrasquel reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jacobs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carrasquel moves to third. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carrasquel scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Shantz and he is out, Jacobs applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri strikes out. Two outs. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bolweg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Bolweg, and towards Jacobs, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Maury Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Bolweg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolweg is 0 for 1 in the game. Bolweg is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 0 for 1 in the game. Renna hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerniel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Suter for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0 for 1 in the game. Shantz takes first base on ball 4. Maury Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shantz moves to second. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacobs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shantz scores. Martin moves to second. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyd bunts towards the mound. Martin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0 for 1 in the game. Trucks bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 1 out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jacobs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boyd moves to second. 2 outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boyd scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Groth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Bollweg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bollweg is 0 for 2 in the game. Bollweg hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 0 for 2 in the game. Renna hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 2 in the game. Zernial hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lawler moves to second. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson bunts towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Lawler moves to third. Michaels moves to second. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boyd takes first base on ball 4. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux is 0-for-2 in the game. Trux hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-2 in the game. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Shantz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Power settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into right field. Renna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Limmer pinch hits for Maury Martin. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer takes first base on ball 4. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacobs hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox catches it and throws to first to double up Limmer. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-3 in the game. Power hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Burchi now pitching. Shirm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Renna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shantz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Bollweg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bollweg is 0 for 3 in the game. Bollweg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Bollweg reaches second base with a double. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 0 for 3 in the game. Renna bunts towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. Bollweg moves to third. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 3 in the game. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bollweg scores. It's Athletics, 2, White Sox, 2. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 3 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Suter reaches second base with a double. Zerniel goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Athletics. Bobby Shantz pinch runs for Pete Suter. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 3 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Shantz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Finnegan now playing third base. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boyd strikes out. One out. Bud Stewart pinch hits for Virgil Trux. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera pinch runs for Bud Stewart. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Carrasquel bunts towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Rivera moves to second. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.